We do want, if anybody is noticing a problem with the channel, please don't hesitate to call our office at 772-2715. But we have changed some equipment up, and we are monitoring the process closely. So if there's any problems or complaints you hear out in the field, we'd love to hear them. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay. And with that, we will close public comment, seeing that no one else is stepping forward. And we'll look at the minutes. I trust everyone's had an opportunity to look the minutes over. Thus, if there's any changes, if you can speak now, that would be great.
I move to approve the minutes. Can we do this as an entire body, Andrea, or do we need to do two separate boards?
It would be great. It would be great. Good morning. It would be great to do two separate boards.
Mm-hmm.
But you can say same motion.
All right. On behalf of Community Promotions Committee, I move that we accept these minutes. Is there a second on our board? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Your turn.
Michelle, anyone? Minutes?
So move. Approve
the
minutes.
Michelle seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Therefore, the minutes are part of the record now. Okay, so monthly reports. We will move to the Visitor Center report, and for that, I will turn it over to Craig.
Thank you, Madam Chairs. In your packet, you have the report for July. Visitation was up over last year for a year total of 13,492. You might make note of the average per day visit is 120.7. And Ed, I think we've been up to the 170s a couple of times per day. So it's nice to see all those people looking for things to do where they can spend their money in the community.
Yeah, we're very busy at the Visitor Center.
So that's great news. The fulfillment is down a little bit, and that's simply because of the transition, I believe, between the marketing agencies and the placement of ads. But we are seeing more requests coming in now. And referrals are down just they're down a bit from last year. How referrals work, if somebody calls and they want three lodging referrals, we count that as three lodging referrals. If they ask for restaurants and we give them two restaurants, depending on the qualifying questions that we ask, then that's two restaurants that we refer. So just so you know, that each person that calls may get four specific business referrals, and it's those specific businesses that we refer. If we give them a guide that has every business listed in, then we just don't count that as a referral. We count that as a guide given out. Is that clear?
Clear to me. Everybody got that?
Great. I just wanted to clear that up because there was some question on how we count the referrals. The next pages in your report include the Visitor Center visits and fulfillment and phone calls, so you can see how those average throughout the year. And as you can see, we're during our busy time. I included an hourly visitor count. Since we went into a 7-day 9-to-5 schedule, we're tracking the visits per hour. So you can see the efficiency of being open those extra hours on the weekend in the morning and the extra hours in the evening. And it seems like those extra hours in the evening are paying off. We're getting a lot of people in. In fact, usually that last hour we now refer to as rush hour, because a lot of times the visitor center is full of folks. So I think that was a good move, at least on the evening hours. We'll continue to report that, and we'll give you some monthly totals so you can see the trends, and we'll decide whether to continue that at least through Labor Day or through the bulk of the tourist season. The invoice that follows is the invoice that we sent to TBID for fulfillment, and I believe that concludes my report unless there are any questions.
Craig.
Yes.
Pardon me, I have a request. In the report from now on, could you please include the amount of visitors' guides that we have left monthly?
Yeah, I can. We have about 750 left right now. We have two boxes.
Yeah, I think that if we had that a monthly, you know, just whatever, a number written at the bottom somewhere, whatever we have left for guides, then we would be able to decide without becoming in kind of a rush mode where we're at for a reprint.
Okay.
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 Thank you. I appreciate that.
Is this the same visitor's guide you'll be using at Saver?
Yes.
Then it sounds like we are in a rush mode.
We know that.
750
we're a whole lot.
I think that's on the agenda someplace.
Yeah, that's
else.
On our.
I have a question also. In looking at this, I'm looking at the visitors, and I'm just looking at this month, this report, from which is basically from the time frame of August 1st through August 7th, only 7 days. It would be nice to see them from the last time we saw the report through this time, because it looks to me like
picture of who comes in what days and what hour of the day.
That would be great.
Okay.
Thank
I'd be
you.
Happy to do that.
Could I make a comment? When I used to work there, the hour that you opened up was the busiest time, because you had all the emails to go through, all the mail to go through, and so you just don't go in there and do nothing, because there, it was nothing to get 360 emails. And so that, I don't know whether they still do, but that person still has to go through all the emails.
Well, you're going to still have the same amount of hours, but you'll start at 10 rather than at 9. So you'll still be able to get those emails or something like that. Even
but you, by 10 o'clock, you got people coming in standing in line.
Well, that's a good thing. And also at 10 o'clock, all I want is the numbers. I mean, I might be totally wrong, but I can't figure it out within a week.
Hi, I think we're getting into a discussion here, and we might want to make this a future agenda item across the two boards. Sorry to butt in. But
I'll be happy to provide that report next
great.
Month.
Great, and then we can have a more in-depth discussion. I appreciate that, Craig. Thanks for the extra efforts there.
Can I make one other comment, too? Craig did provide the list of all the motels and lodging places available, which is being posted on the visitor center window, so people could be directed there if the hotels are responding and lodging places are responding to whether or not they have openings, which the visitor center is making an effort to do outreach to these people. Then visitors can go look at that window even after hours and see what's available. So it's sort of up to lodging places to let them know that they have availability or that they're full, but that's a good tool.
Thank you for that reminder for the lodgers, and they are calling in and letting us know.
Craig, what's get together? If you shoot me your email list of hotels, I have a completely updated as of last month email
wonderful.
List for the contacts at the hotels.
Great.
So we can get together and clean that up, because I.
Am I missing
still,
some?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's not your fault. It's just, you know, it's how
that's
it is.
That's the emails we have.
Right. That's the emails you have. You got it.
Great. Thank you, Joan.
Okay. So thank you for your report. Review of the transient occupancy tax. So if everyone can turn to their transient occupancy tax, there's a couple transient occupancy report. Sorry. There's a couple of things here. I did a couple of first of all, thankfully we're up in June, so yay. And then I looked from the 09 to the 10 to do a little bit comparison. So for everyone, we ran year on year a 49.66% occupancy rate, as opposed to a 47.33 the previous year. Our ADR year-on-year, which is the average daily rate for hotels, is actually down, which means hoteliers are actually charging less year-on-year for rate for the same room that they charged last year for. So last year the ADR was 97.20, and this year it was 94.19. But that the good thing is that the TOT came in and it grew, which means we had more volume of rooms. So that was good. And also revenue was up for the hotels. TBID board almost was up like $430,000 revenue for hotels last year on year. So 09 to 010 versus, you know, 10 to 11, we were up $430,000. So I think that overall the picture is good. Mm-hmm. It makes me pretty darn happy. And I think we were up like month-on-month, year-on-year, June-to-June, basically just June, comparing June to June, year-on-year, we were up about 9% in the we were up 9% in occupancy year-on-year. So, if that makes sense. So those are the figures that I have to report. Year-on-year, the trailer parks were down, and vacation rentals had a slight increase of about $10,000. So, any questions?
Just a comment. I hear the numbers, and I think there's more story to the numbers than right there. That, you know, if you've got 100% occupancy in your highest priced rooms, and then the overall occupancy goes up, that means your occupancy went up in your lower priced rooms, which brought your ADR down.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish there was ways that we could get a little bit more into these numbers. I don't think there is any way, because then that's all the hoteliers exposing, you know, proprietary information. But I think it's important to understand that
the hoteliers sitting on this board definitely recognize that, and probably the people who vacation here, because you can walk into any hotel or walk into the visitor center and get an onslaught of different rates and quality and different, you know, just different. You can get, I mean, it can range from $300 a night for a waterfront room to, you know, $35 a night, for $39 a night still here during summer. And those rates can be found despite some of the things that are being said out there. Those rates can be found, and so we do have that. But you're right about proprietary information. Can we do more with these reports that we have? I think we can, and I think it would be a lot better than, instead of me spewing numbers, we actually had a report that showed those, that trailed out and was a spreadsheet monthly. And, you know, that's something that we can talk about if we want to do that. I don't know.
This is probably getting into discussion again, but
it is.
Yeah, maybe if we could talk to the hoteliers and see if we could break the motels and the lodging establishments into subgroups, and then look at the numbers on the subgroups, which might be a little bit more, still without revealing any particular establishment's numbers.
You know, that would be really good for the packaging committee. So why don't we just work on that and move on?
Want to throw it under packaging,
because for us to develop a good packaging for people, we need to know what the hotel average rates are. And then, and I've been saying this all the time, we have such diversity that when we market, we have to market for every hotelier equally. That's why we have to do percentage. But anyway, let's just put that under packaging. We'll come back with a report.
I agree, but on TOT report, I would love for this report to show month on month, year on year, versus, you know, for all those things, ADR, percent plus or minus, all those kinds of different things. And I don't know if there's anybody on the board named John or anyone who might be willing to work on that, because he makes these spreadsheets so easily.
Yeah, but the only way we can do that is have the hotels report their ADR.
Well, I think we can start, I agree with you, but I think that we can start doing more with this to develop what you're talking about, too. I think we could do more with this to have it just written down. Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize. So let us look at expanding the report, maybe. If we have a consensus, can we do a consensus for expanding the report, maybe, and having Ms. Luker, can we do a consensus for just having somebody on the board look at expanding the report, or does it need to take a motion?
We can come back. If it sounds like that might be a future agenda, I'm happy to come back with that.
Okay.
I have a question, not to just against community promotions, but how come the TOT report is under promotions? Why is it a joint and not under TBID?
I think it's important for community promotions to be aware of these numbers and how the advertising is affecting the occupancy in town, because that affects
the restaurants. Because I just feel like we're getting into this full discussion on our board, and they're just sitting there staring.
Well, we've had, in the past, we have had TOT reports on our board.
Okay.
It's interesting to hear in a little more detail the interpretations of the numbers, although, you know, it's not too hard for the basic stuff for us to say, oh, up, down, you know, that's good. But I do think it's important for our board to be aware of that aspect of the advertising dollars and how it's affecting lodging industries. So.
Thanks for your concern, Michelle.
Just trying to not make, you know, make
it
more
is
work
really
for everybody.
It's really good information for us. It does help us understand from your perspective how what we do affects you and vice versa. But thanks for your concern.
Yeah. Well, and one thing to not get into full discussion, but weekends play a role in the summer as well. So your ADR, you know, you've got some of these hoteliers that go $350 on a Saturday night, but then on a Monday they're $35. And we see this quite a bit. So that is going to affect your ADR as well. And that's a very common trend you see more during the summer because that's when you're booking up constantly. So
and
just
I,
throwing that
I
in
I do
there.
Hear people who come deliberately midweek to book the cheaper rooms. And that's a good thing. You want those rooms filled. It doesn't matter when. So.
Okay, so, and it is a good report, but it would still, I go back to Jane's comment a couple of meetings ago, it would be really nice to see a sales tax report similar to this. Okay, just thinking about that for you all. Okay, so now we move on to the Barnett, so we'll accept that for file, and we'll move on to Barnett Cox C. And for that, we'll turn over to Sherry.
Thank you. We have a PowerPoint presentation. I think you guys, is it? Yeah. Okay.
Always bring your microphone closer to you. We get all that great
sound. Great sound. Okay. Great. We are reviewing July of 2011 and looking at some of the things that we're working on for both TBID and CPC. And I'm happy to report that we have approval on both budgets, which is going to just get us moving forward. So 27,000 impressions in 5 days and 209 clicks. And then we also, at the same time, did a Facebook ad in San Jose, used a different photo, had similar results, higher impressions and less clicks at over 290,000 impressions and 194 clicks. It's a very economical way to drive people to your website or to any kind of landing page that you have incentive or promotion going on. So we're going to continue to do that on both sides with CPC and TBID, and I think it'll be very effective. We had a nice feature in the Phoenix Magazine in August of 2011. It actually published mid-July, which I thought was awesome because there is Morro Bay and a nice write-up. And in, you know, 114-degree heat in Phoenix, I think they were looking kindly at that water. So that was a great, great PR piece. And then we had a little fun with Dave Hubdy here. Let's see if I can get, oops, I went. You need the mouse? Okay. There we go. Just a short video.
Now, meteorologist Dave Hubdy and your TrueView 6 weather forecast.
Live SkyCam 6 in San Luis Obispo tells you a bit of a weather story. You can see the camera shaking around a bit in a breeze, and the marine clouds are starting to creep back down the Los Osos Valley. That's not just San Luis Obispo. That's going to be the Lompoc Valley as well, Santa Maria Valley up along the north coast. So we still have some marine influence here, so we have a blend of temperatures today. And if you like the night skies, here's something else to look for. Tomorrow morning, 4 a.m., the moon and Mars lined up right next to each other. This is looking to your east. So if you're up early, there you have something to see. Headlines, weekend temperatures get back to 100 plus inland. Mild, mild weather near the coast. Northwest afternoon winds up to about 20 miles per hour. This is really remarkable. Not just the fact that this heat wave continues across the country. We've talked about just how pervasive it's been. But by contrast, think about this. Dallas, 100 plus, 25th straight day. Morro Bay hasn't seen 80 in 83 days. And it hasn't seen 90 in 285 days. So be thankful. There's your place to beat the heat. It's Morro Bay. There's the Marine.
And he loves Morro Bay. We've been talking with Dave to come out and do some, you know, he came out for summer solstice, and it's just great to get the little tags here and then. This is an online article that ran about the stakeholders workshop that we held the end of July. KCOY came out and filmed and interviewed a few people. And the online story ran on KCOY, and the video ran in Monterey, which I thought was interesting. We couldn't get the video, but anyway, Monterey knows that we were having stakeholders workshops. So it was a good plug for Morro Bay, everybody working together. This just came across my desk yesterday. This is the sunset.com travel newsletter. There's a distribution of about 300,000 in California on this newsletter. And that photo, that sunset photo, is the thing that comes up first. It's of Morro Bay, and there's a tourist commenting on it that they were kayaking during the sunset. And I believe it was somebody from Missouri that was on the deal, but it was great to see it kind of front page on their newsletter without us affecting or buying anything. So we like that kind of coverage. This is the Bay News, an article that they did July 14th, a follow-up on all the whale-watching activity that we had. They did a great spread on the whale-watching, and we had some. We also posted this to Facebook and had a great response. I think that comes up a little later.
To add to that, I just heard that went international, those pictures of the whales.
Great. Okay, so we're getting busier and busier, which is fun, and we are working on a number of press releases and video releases. We are all about Saver right now, and definitely any local events that are coming up. So we're working on Battle of the Bay press release actually went out on Monday. I've had some great response and return from some reporters in San Francisco and L.A. We're also working with the VCB and Linda Sampe Parker for some, writers and people coming in on Saver weekend. So that's all in progress. We filmed a Battle of the Bay video last Friday, and we're expecting to see the edits on that today. So that will be making the rounds for review pretty soon. The Saver Oyster Tour, we're editing the 2010 Oyster Tour and getting that out. The Kayak Paddleboard Tour, press release and video release, we have a videographer who is a paddleboarder. He's going out on his paddleboard to do the video, so we're excited about that. We were there. We had a very successful workshop, and just the short list was the poll. We did a lot of polling by demographics and also going over some vital details relating to tourism in Morro Bay. We went through perceptions, realizations, and future hopes for the tourism in Morro Bay. Just had some great group discussions. I think people really put their brains to the task at hand and had some really great things come out of it. Things that, for me were new and are really going to help us with our marketing plan going forward, which is in process right now. The polling that we got as far as reception to the workshop was great. People liked it, and I think it had some, brought some groups together, and we were pleased with the outcomes. Into the analytics, just about dead even on website visits from July 2010 to July 2011. We are still transitioning a little bit from the old site to the new site. Not that anybody can see the old site, but it was still being placed on the server, the old server, so we had a little bit of crossover there. That problem is being remedied. The top 10 referring URLs, Facebook.com was big, and going down into National Geographic, San Luis Obispo, Vacations, Google.com, and down the line. Interesting, that very last, the 10th one is a German URL, or Tour California in Germany. So that was, we got some hits from Germany. These were added email addresses through the website, 47 new email addresses to the current database, and also added 41 new email addresses from the stakeholders workshop. Smartphone visitors is just, I believe in June, it was also an increase, but it was about 370, an increase of 370 this year. This month, it's almost 1,000. Smartphone visits in an increase from June of or July of 2010. So just indicating how many people are purchasing smartphones and using them, and we know how much they're using them for their tourism. Lodging reports up significantly, and this was good news. We're happy to see that. The jackrabbit clicks were down. I have talked to Steve Mead this week trying to figure out why. Why the lodging report was so significantly up and the jackrabbit was down. So he is going to be sending me some numbers.
One of the things is when the lodging click-throughs are up, people are searching for lodging, but we're searching at a peak month, which means jackrabbit clicks can be down if they're going directly to the websites and not to Jackrabbit. And then also, Jackrabbit click-throughs can be down based on inventory.
Right.
That's if you're
booked.
Sold out, you can't click through to it. So and we're at peak season. So
that makes, yeah, that sheds some light on it, too, because he was,
yeah,
you know,
it can be considered a good thing, actually.
Yeah, that's true. I like the positive. top 10 referring cities. These are hits coming out of Fresno, San Luis Obispo, Los Angeles, the usual suspects here, a little bit from Seattle down at the bottom, and new visitors down just slightly, and TOT, which we've already gone through, just a graph on how we're doing from 2009-2010 to 2010-2011, and we are up as of this month. These are some of the Facebook posts that we were talking about. This is the Bay News. We posted that and got some great reaction to it. Also had some posts on here of people just asking, what can we do? You know, we're coming to Morro Bay this weekend. What can we do? And we've just been really getting active in responding to people, getting the events out there, letting them know what's going on in Morro Bay. And we're, you know, building. These are just more comments on some of that weekend activity. And definitely building the rapport and the conversations on your Facebook page. This was a Facebook post from the 4th of July committee about the stakeholders workshop, which I thought was very cool. They liked it, and so we responded. They were, you know, talking about BCA. We responded to them. So 120 new Facebook likes, and we are in earnest really trying to build that up and make it work all across the board. So we're hoping to see increasing numbers on that. And then we wanted to take a look at, we met with both, with both budgets approved. It's we're booking now. Things are, you know, we've got lots going on every month, and we're excited to see the results from that. Does anybody have any questions?
Questions, TPID questions?
Just a question. You know, with the smartphone increase was, you know, quite large, but then on the actual visits to the website, I think it was pretty even. Now, once they're on the smartphone, how is that measured where they go? I mean, is it just, okay, there's more people going to the website on smartphone or on their smartphone, or how does that work?
I think that's what that's showing, is that more people are using their smartphones or smart devices than, you know, their home computer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we are working on, there was a problem with the smartphones that you would get the regular website. You'd go on your smartphone and you'd get the, which was hard to navigate. I mean, it's big, and it's, so we're working on making that smooth connection that it will immediately go to the mobile website. And I think that, but I think it's, I basically think it's just either or, you know, they're not using their home computers as much. It's not that we're, you know, drastically increasing because of the smartphone.
Any idea why Seattle jumped out there?
We were surprised at that, too. We really didn't have any, you know, some of the press releases that we did went beyond the state. And as someone mentioned, they went international. Someone said that they showed up in Hawaii, some of that whale watching info. So it, you know, probably got out on a national level and people started looking at it.
I'm just wondering, in the workshop there was conversation about Arizona. And it seems to make sense because there's several daily flights to back and forth to Phoenix. There was a good article written in the magazine in Phoenix. It would seem like we should be able to trace that back to see some website visits or somebody you know, in Tucson on their smartphone, checking on Morro Bay or something like that. And that would be the beginning of, do we want to start looking at some advertising directed towards that particular market? I mean, is anybody specifically looking for stuff, you know, visits coming in from the Arizona market right now to follow on that particular article? And I think last year after summer there was, or after Saver, there was several magazine articles written in different parts of the country. And I just wonder, can you translate those articles back to actual visits, either on a, you know, via smartphone or via computer, to so you can see, did it make sense? Did we get anything out of it? And is there something there to follow up on?
Yeah, that's our hope, is that we can get that. You can't always, you know, make a direct correlation, but, and, you know, the thing is we could look at more than the top 10 as well, but it gets pretty low, you know, pretty low numbers, and that's why we look at the top 10. But I think it's a good thing to track, to sit, you know, knowing that the press releases have hit in different cities or states, and then, you know, track the ROI from that. So I think it's a good, you know, I think there's methods that we can use to do that.
I have two things. That magazine article was from that FAM trip we did last year, John. So that was a direct correlation from that FAM trip. So that was kind of cool to see. It takes time. Unfortunately, here it is almost a year later, and we finally are seeing the results. So that was kind of cool to see. And then that workshop, since I wasn't at the second day, I apologize, but couldn't make it. Are we going to be given that information at all in any type of format?
Yes, we have all the stats, and we have a brief executive summary on the workshop, but we have, I mean, the actual polling and graphs and everything that was, you know, accomplished during those. So I will, I'll get those together, and Andrea and I have actually talked about it, that we'll get it out in a way that it's accessible to everybody.
And we're also taking that back to the City Council in September for just an information item, but we'll do that provide it prior to that. And then one last thing, too, on the Facebook page, because it was kind of hard to see on the screen. When people are going in and, you know, asking questions or doing whatever, does it come back responded from BCA, or does it say Morro Bay?
It's Morro Bay. That last one that you saw was BCA because it was the 4th of July committee congratulating BCA on doing a great workshop. But, no, it's Morro Bay. We're administrators on the Morro Bay site.
Okay.
And so everything that's answered is from Morro Bay.
Okay, perfect. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, that was confusing.
Seen that, and so I couldn't really see, so thanks.
Exactly.
Jane, any comments? The only comment I have to make is that I'm not concerned about the website stats staying flat, especially when I see the jump in the smartphone usage. For me, that's an indicator that technology is changing, and the quick growth that we've had year on year in that smartphone usage actually makes me very, very happy. And, you know, it's just like when we used to have 800
works or you know, and what people perceive of Morro Bay as, or what they don't realize. I think that's really important to get out to the public, so I would hope that that happens.
I just wanted to ask something. I mean, this Thursday morning. This morning, there's a meeting about all this. Oh, it's the 9th? It was last Thursday. On the Thursday morning meeting, and it wasn't even conducted by our marketing people, so I didn't know.
I'm going to let Andrea jump in on that.
Thank you. The Business Forum makes their own agenda, and apparently they had a gentleman that felt like he wanted to provide a recap of his impression of the marketing workshop. We certainly didn't intervene in that. When we've got our information done, we may very well do that. But, yeah, we saw that, and we were kind of surprised, but just really left it alone.
You know, when I saw that, when I got that email, that was the agenda for that last week's meeting. I called them and said, okay, fine. If you want to have this guy speak, just can we be really clear? And, I wasn't able to go to the meeting, but I did talk to the person who's going to be facilitating about, definitely do a disclaimer at the beginning that this guy is not a stakeholder from CPC or TBID or city staff or doesn't own a business in Morro Bay, doesn't reside in Morro Bay, just so that you don't put out false hopes out there. That I don't want to be accidentally misrepresented, not that that's his intention in any way, but, you know, I don't want anything said that people are expecting from us that didn't come from us. And they were fine with that. They just felt like he has some experience in marketing and that maybe he could sum it up for him. I don't know why they went with him. particularly, but I did get the, you know, what he said later, and, you know, it was just kind of a general recap of what we said and did that day, so it wasn't anything real shocking or real interesting. I think if we do get a chance that at some point we should present that information coming from us. But my only concern with that, and as a member of the Business Forum, is that we don't set out false hopes there, that we're not giving out information that's not us, that's getting out there, and people are going, well, you said you were going to do this. Why didn't it get done? That was my only concern there, was, you know, fragmented information. So at some point we may want to answer to that, you know, with our own version.
I think it would be nice to invite them to come here rather than go there, because it continues the fragmentation if we just continue to go there. I know they meet at 9, but so do we now. We have our joint at 9, and we can do the presentation. They can move here.
And we have done that pretty regularly, telling them to come to promotions at 8. You know, do some public comment, but it's really hard to get that response. Yeah, over and over. Anybody else have comments on the agency report? Questions? Good job. It's been great.
I see no. Okay, so we have accepted the agency report, and I see now we're moving to 5 unfinished business, and I don't see any. So we have some new business, which is to open the discussion up about beginning a new visitor's guide. As you know, in the last year, in a, I don't want to call it a rush, but in what seemed like a split second, but it was actually 30 days, we put together a visitor's guide for Morro Bay to do a large portion of fulfillment. We had Harbor Festival coming up and Savor, and we had no visitor's guides at that time in the visitor center, and very few of the big pamphlets, the big fold out the folders. They're like school-sized folders, 8.5 by 11s or whatever they are. We had very few of those left, and they didn't think that they would make it through the weekend or through that weekend with that crowd, with those crowds. So we threw together a visitor's guide very quickly, and with the amount of time that we had, I think we did a pretty good job of getting that together and getting things in there and getting it printed, because there's print time too in 30 days, which is, it's a pretty wild ride. So now we are coming back into the Harbor Festival saver mode, and we're down to about 1,000 guides in our visitor center, which places us squarely back into the position that we were in previously. And so we looked at doing a reprint and just refreshing with the new logo on the cover. There's not a lot we can do in that 30 days due to some restrictions that we have with the programming of the previously developed guide last year. So it's in a program that I believe is not readily available to us. And so we're just going to have to work through a basic refresh with the new picture on the cover and the new logo and that kind of thing, with basically mostly the same information in it. And then look at doing a new visitor's guide, a new
economical and a better way to go than having, you know, BCA design and print, you know, getting it printed. I think we can, you know, just work more efficiently and get a better product. So that's going to be our recommendation, and we will be bringing you bids as far as what the costs are and what they're going to be delivering and samples of what their previous work has been. And we're going to start on that, you know, once we get approval now, so that we can, you know, be ready in January of 2012 with new visitors guides. So
I'm going to look to the TBID board first for questions to Sherry or to the subcommittee, either way.
I have a question. So if we're traditionally, and maybe this isn't the case, but a lot of times when we outsource it out, then they sell ads. Is that what we're looking to do, is to make this into selling ads?
It can be done that way, but it doesn't have to be. That would be your choice.
A
Okay, so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be just doing a reprint of what we have right now. Are we going to put our logo on the front? We can do that. Will we be able to do the scan picture on the bottom for the smartphone, the scanner?
I think the QR code. What we have discussed in our offices is, you know, feeling like we can do the front cover, the front inside cover, the front inside back, and the back. I know, but there's not very many changes to the outside back
right.
or inside
so,
back.
So, and that little band mm-hmm. in front, can we put the QR code?
QR code, yes, the front cover.
Okay.
Is yeah.
So how many of those are we going to get right now?
That's we talked about 10,000, actually, to get us through the end of the year and Saver. Saver can be a significant...
Okay, so 10,000, but what did we get printed the first time we did them? The original ones.
The original print, we had 10,000 printed.
And have we ever done a reprint?
We did another reprint where we reprinted 5,000.
So we did 15,000
on
the first one. So now we're going to do 10. And then what's our timing to get the entire, because there are businesses that are not in business anymore. There are new businesses that aren't going to be on there. My question is, do we have to have 10,000 now, or can we live with 5,000 now and then put a time constraint to get the new one done? And I understand we have to have a totally different program developed because we don't have access to the old program, which is totally outdated, so that we can do these things. So,
pardon me, let me jump in. That mm-hmm. that question, the question of how many we want to print is actually going to come back to the TBID board during the discussion on
okay.
the certified folders.
All right.
So rather than get into a discussion with a motion on how many we'll print, because the TBID is paying to print those,
okay. Fine.
Let's keep the discussion to what direction we want to go in with a future guide. Thank you. I'm sorry. So were there any more questions for Sherry? Because I feel like we do need to further develop the guide. I think Jane sat down and she did an incredible job with a list of things that need to be changed. I mean, just amazing detail that she went into. And I had a similar list, but looking Jane's over, I was like, well, there you go. And so that got forwarded to Sherry, and I think Sherry has that, you know, there's no way that we can make those changes before Saver. So we have to look at the future, and hopefully we can start working on this guide. Do we need a motion? We need a motion from...
I think what we're really looking for is a motion from both boards to just move forward on BCA bringing back a concept, and then there'll be a full discussion, probably a much longer meeting, on when they bring back those concepts to pros and cons and what you really want to do. So at this point, just the question is, do we want to move forward on a new concept?
Yep. So the question is, do we want to move forward on a new concept? The other thing that we'll have to discuss in the future when the concept comes back is, you know, who the stakeholders are and how this thing gets funded as we move forward as joint folks. You know, do we move into an advertising mode or not? So that's something that we can look at as Sherry brings back probably one or two different concepts to us. So I would look for a motion for BCA to develop a concept from the TBID board, then we can turn it over to them for their discussion.
I make a motion that we request that BCA move forward on a new or on a reprint of the current guide.
Reprint will come up in our.
Oh, in our discussion.
We're looking for a motion
to let them to move forward
for a concept,
for future
and bids, I guess.
Guide.
Second.
In the future. Bring your budgets, your pencils, and your calculators. And we'll just get it worked out once we figure
because
out
we, because we have to. A we have a budget, but it's not going to be anywhere close to what it's going to take to publish this.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to definitely look at that.
Okay.
So we have a motion on the table and a second. Are we ready to vote? Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have passed.
I love it when no one's opposed. Okay. So now we are moving on to declaration of future agenda items. So I see that we have just a couple. And as we go back, this will come back to us as unfinished business, but wasn't there, at the beginning, there was a discussion that we almost got
into. I would like to have a sales tax report because there could be there is a correlation, or there could be considered a correlation with increase in occupancy to increase in sales. It'd just be interesting to see, because I've been working with Susan and getting some information on that, and you know, there are, it's interesting to see the trends and the movement in the restaurants and et cetera. And that's not broken down, by the way, into North End, Central, or Embarcadero, just like the hotels aren't broken down into inexpensive, moderate, and more expensive.
I have the report from the first quarter of this year, and it's pretty comprehensive. Mm-hmm. I do know that sales tax reports lag. They really lag. We might be able to get the second quarter report by our next meeting, but I'm not sure. We can check with Susan on that.
Anyway, that's for mm-hmm. a future agenda item.
The other future agenda item was the visitor center hours. That's what we got into this big discussion about.
Okay, visitor center hours, after the report comes back from Craig. And then we were looking at what we could do with TOT, but
that'll be our board.
Yeah, that'll be
I
our
don't
board,
think
definitely.
They're gonna
okay, terrific. And with that, it looks like we are adjourned to move on to our next segment. We'll see you in a minute.